I was blessed with becoming a Fiat family member when I became pregnant with my youngest son, Bellamy. I was lost, sad, broken, and lonely, struggling with being a three-time single mom. The father had convinced me I couldn't do it, that I was already a single mom, and it would ruin my life. He offered to pay for an abortion and begged me to get rid of him. I made an appointment with alternatives, unsure of what I wanted to do. After hearing his heartbeat, I was reminded of the loss of my daughter, Aubrey, and how much I wanted her here every day. They prayed for me, prayed over my baby, and gave me options. By my second appointment, I was sure I was keeping him. From there, I knew I wanted a place to care for my baby and I, from the heart and from God. The nurse at Alternatives gave me a list of OBGYNs, and I selected Dr. Pranger. It was the best decision I could have made. I remember being told about Guiding Star, and I wasn't sure what it was. But at this point, my emotions were all over. I agreed to speak to someone. That's where I met Danielle. I remember her calming voice and her asking about my daughter and her loss. I explained how at my gender scan, they noticed her head wasn't measurable. She had one kidney, only the left hemisphere of her brain. And they told me that if I went full term, there was a high chance of losing both my daughter and me. I was given 3 days to decide what to do. I chose to be induced and deliver her at 25 weeks. I watched them stop my baby's heart, and then I was transferred to a room and prepped to deliver. All of this at 19 years old. I felt shame, guilt, pain, anger, etc. Then I thought Jesus is going to hate me for my decision. Being able to share all of that with Danielle without fear of judgment was such a much needed relief. I was able to cry without blaming myself. I was able to let go. I was reminded that my Aubrey's life mattered. No matter how small she was, no matter how long it had been, her life and death mattered. If it hadn't been for Danielle and others from Guiding Star, my choice to keep my son Bellamy would have been much harder. Also, I had a personal goal to breastfeed my son until at least 2 years old as I struggled with my other two and had severe mom guilt and really felt like a failure. I had the best lactation consultant, Rhonda, and Danielle both coaching me through and cheering me on. At first, it was a hot mess express. I ended up in the hospital after no milk production and heavy bleeding. They found leftover placenta, and I was immediately scheduled for a DNC. Shortly thereafter, my production came flowing in like I was a personal cow. I went on to breastfeed and pump while working for almost 2 years. Now, the struggle is to disconnect the breast. But every step of the way, I had amazing people God placed in my life to help me and my body through those challenges. Throughout my pregnancy, I was down, I was up, I was sad, wondering why am I doing this alone? I worked on my relationship with God, and Jesus worked on my heart. I was able to love my baby boy so much, even though his father was absent, even though I felt alone. I was continually blessed with people to love my boys and I through it all. What started out as a lonely, dark road and me contemplating not seeing my son grow up turned into Jesus laying his hands on all of it for good. Even through the struggles, it's all been turned for good. He knew every step, even when I took a detour. And I'm so thankful for Alternatives, Fiat Family Medicine, Guiding Star, Hope City Church, and Danielle for being there for me then and now. I'm so blessed.